wandering the mortal's plain, crossing a wide expanse of brilliant peace. Narad, the heavenly sage from paradise, came chanting through the large and lustrous air. As might a lightning streak, a glory fell, nearing until the rapt eyes of the sage looked out from luminous cloud and strangely limbed, his face a beautiful mask of antic joy appearing in light, descended where arose King Aswapati's palace to the winds in Madra, flowering up in delicate stone.
विद्युल्लेखेव भास्वरा निवारशुकवत्। Thank you.
he sang, and rapture stole through earth time and caught the heavens, came with a call of hooves as of her swift heart hastening Savitri. Her radiant tread glimmered across the floor. She stood before her mighty father's throne. He flung on her his vast immortal look. His inner gaze surrounded her with its light.
Thank you.
What feet of God! What ravishing flutes of heaven have thrilled high melodies round from near and far, approaching through the soft and reveling air, which still surprised their hearing. They have fed thy silence on some red, strange ecstasy's fruit, and thou hast trod the dim moon peaks of bliss. Reveal, O winged with light, whence thou hast flown, hastening bright hued through the green tangled earth. Thy body rhythmical with spring bird's call. But Aswapati answered to the seer, "As grows the great and golden bounteous trees, flowering by Alakananda's murmuring way, where with enamored speed the waters run, lisping and babbling to the splendor of morn, and cling with lyric laughter round the knees of heaven's daughters, dripping magic rain, pearl bright for moon gold limbs and cloudy hair, so are her dawns like jeweled gleams of light. So cast she her felicity on men.
Thank you.
perfected by joy, reveal the name, thy sudden heartbeat's blood. Whom hast thou chosen, kingliest among men? And Savitri answered with her still, calm voice, as one who speaks beneath the eyes of fate, Father and King, I have carried out thy will. One whom I sought, I found in distant lands. I have obeyed my heart, I have heard its call. My Father, I have chosen, this is done.
Thank you.
astonished, all sat silent for a space. Then Ashwapati looked within and saw a heavy shadow float above the name, chased by a sudden and stupendous light. But now the queen, alarmed, lifted her voice. O seer, thy bright arrival has been timed. To this high moment of a happy life. Hide not from us our doom, if doom is ours. This is the worst and unknown face of fate, a terror ominous, mute, felt more than seen. Behind our seat by day, our couch by night, a fate lurking in the shadow of our hearts. The anguish of the unseen that waits to strike. To know is best, however hard to bear.
Thank you.
cried the sage, piercing the mother's heart, forcing to steal the will of Savitri. His word set free the spring of cosmic fate. The truth thou hast to claim, I give to thee the truth. Heaven's greatness came, but was too great to stay. 12 swift-winged months are given to him and her. This day returning, Satyavan must die. but the queen kind. Vain then can be heaven's grace. Mounting thy car, go forth, O Savitri, and travel once more through the peopled land. Plead not thy choice, for death has made it vain. But Savitri answered from her violent heart, once my heart chose, and chooses not again. The word I have spoken can never be erased. It is written in the record book of God.
Thank you.
shine in the magnificence of thy soul, dwelling on the border of a greater world, and dazzled by thy superhuman thought, thou lent eternity to a mortal hope. Thou who art human, think not like a god, for man below the god, above the brute, is given the calm reason as his guide. Leave not thy goal to follow a beautiful face. Ma Savitri replied with steadfast eyes, "If for a year that year is all my life, and yet I know this is not all my fate, only to live and love a while and die. For I know now why my spirit came on earth, and who I am, and who is I love. I have looked at him from my immortal self. I have seen God smile at me in Satyava. I have seen the Eternal in a human face."